Welcome to the HealthLinks podcast, presented by the HealthLinks family of services. I'm your host, DJ Thatcher. Our mission here is to engage in conversations about the health and medical landscape of South Carolina so that we're all better informed. In this episode, we're touching on something that a lot of people are interested in, and that is getting a coach. Now, many of us have had a coach maybe for sports or for performance coaches for the theater and that sort of thing. But here we have a health and life coach with us. Hey, welcome to the HealthLinks podcast, Susie Janet McGill. Susie, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it seems like when we do an internet search these days, we see a lot about coaching, whether it's a financial coach or a get in shape kind of coach and that sort of thing. And you've got a very unique background and providing both health and life coaching. So first, tell us a bit about coaching in general and why that's so important for so many people.
Well, you know, you're right when you said, you know, we hire coaches for different things. We hire coaches to help us with our finances and setting up, you know, long-term goals. And we hire coaches for sports and athletics. And so, you know, why not hire a coach for the most important thing, your health and your mindset? We do invest a lot of money, you know, in other areas of our lives, and those are all great things. But where does it really start? It really starts with you, how you feel, and what kind of life you want to have. So for me, as a health and life coach, I work with people specifically with health, but also in life areas, because the two actually are very interlaced, intertwined, and you can't really have one without the other and operate well. So as a health and life coach, what I bring to the table is both of those things together. And whether a client comes to me with perhaps, you know, maybe a health issue, it could be anything from trying to lose weight, trying to lower their blood pressure, trying to lower their cholesterol levels, you know, getting their, if they're a diabetic or approaching that stage, you know, getting those things under control, and even things like thyroid disease and autoimmune diseases and cancer. So a lot of those things, again, are very synergistic with our mindset and how we think and how we feel about life. So that's kind of, you know, what I do with my clients. And it is a blessing because I'm able to see them as they go through their journey, get better, get well, and bring those things together so that they're not stuck in just, I'm on medication all the time, or I'm in a rut and I don't know what to do and I don't know how to get out of this. So,
well, that makes a whole lot of sense from a health coach standpoint. If I'm trying to get into shape, if I do have some type of a medical condition, I almost need an accountability partner, and that's part of what you do, I know, but also obviously getting the information.
Yeah, I always tell people I'm your personal cheerleader.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we all
you
need
know,
that.
You know, I'm in your corner fighting for you. I'm there trying to help you get through this, whatever it might be, and to get you to a better place so that you can be free, you can live better, you can think better, feel better. So yeah, I'm kind of like your own personal little cheerleader.
Yeah, just what you're saying there. Let's touch base with that, because many of us might understand the health coaching side of it. What about the life coach? I mean, obviously health is part of our life, but what more do you dive into from the life coaching side?
Absolutely. You know, I actually have some clients that just come to me for that part of it. But if you were a client that came and you were trying to, let's say, lose some weight, the first thing I'm going to say to you is, if your head is not in the game, if you're not, your head is not wrapped around this, doing this, you're not going to be very successful. And so we really talk about their lifestyle and what they think about and how they view losing weight, what their story is, what they've seen growing up, you know, what kind of things were presented in front of them as far as losing weight, what kind of peer pressure have they been under? So when you fine tune those things and you're able to really key in on their specific background, their mapping, as we say, what they've seen, what they've heard, what they've experienced, and then, you know, you can talk to them more about losing weight and what would be the best way for them to do it. You know, life coaching is also, we dive into areas of stress management, time management. We look, I have several clients who have a lot of anxiety, just from life itself. You know, we've had a lot of stuff going on in the past few years from COVID, and stress management and anxiety is a big thing in our country right now. And working with people to lessen that and to understand it and get them to a place where they're thinking better. And a lot of times we get stuck in a rut. We see things one way, we think about things one way, and we don't really have very many options in front of us. And sometimes sitting down and hearing a new perspective or a new way to look at things, or opening up a door perhaps that maybe they've never walked through before, just to kind of see things differently. So, and that's a big deal. You know, a lot of people don't realize that there is a whole scope there to help them to do that. And it can be a huge game changer in their health and in their mindset.
Okay. I know there are apps available that help with, for example, weight loss, and then the psychological side of weight loss. Maybe a lot of us have seen those advertisements. Yeah. What's the advantage? I assume there is a big advantage to having physically having a life coach that's working with you.
You know, let's just say you were to walk into the doctor's office tomorrow and he said to you, you know, DJ, you've got high blood pressure. And the last three visits you've been here, you know, it's been increasingly getting, you know, going up. We really need to get you on some medication. So I'm going to put you on this blood pressure medication, and I'm going to see you back in about 3 to 6 months to see how you're doing. And at that point, when we see you, we'll kind of evaluate, and hopefully the meds are working by then. If not, we can readjust and reevaluate. We might have to try something different. And so we'll see you back in 3 months. Take care. But what they leave you as you're walking out the door with is this feeling of, okay, well, I've got this high blood pressure. I'm going to get on this medication. But now what? Like, what caused it? Why did I get, how did I get here? You know, and you're driving home and you're thinking on your way home, man, I've probably got it because, well, maybe the way I'm eating, or, you know, maybe there's just been so much stress in my life. I've just been through so much, and, you know, I'm not really exercising. And, you know, you have a gamut of emotions and feelings. And the only thing you know is that in 3 to 6 months, you're coming back to reevaluate the situation. But what are you actually doing? How are we getting to the root? And a lot, that's a new term in our society now about getting to the root cause. Like, what's causing this blood pressure? Is it just genetics? And even if it were just genetics, that doesn't mean there is not something that we can do to help and to change that. A lot of times we are predisposed to certain health issues, but a lot of it we contribute to by the way that we eat, the way that we think, the way that we don't exercise. So bringing those things in together for a client, again, is just so important because it gives them hope. It gives them something to work towards. When you just leave a doctor's office and all you have is a prescription in hand, you're left feeling very lonely. And what do I do? Like, how do I figure this out? I don't want to be on this, you know, medication. I want to be able to figure it out.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, Susie. And of course, you're very familiar with the medical field. It's wonderful, the treatments that are given. Hey, tell us a bit about your professional background.
So I've been in healthcare for over 30 years, and I have seen a lot of things. I have worked in hospitals. I've worked with doctors. I've worked with different things such as the Children's Miracle Network, where we, you know, had children coming in from third world countries for different things. And you got to see a lot of families and how they struggle without proper nutrition. And so that was a very eye-opening experience for me, because we really have a lot here. We have a lot here. We have a lot offered to us. But my background is very extensive in the fact that I was able to see a lot of different things. I was able to meet a lot of different people. I've worked with cancer patients. I've worked with, you know, people who have struggled with illness and disease. And I've worked in internal medicine. I've worked in orthopedics. So I've had a very wide variety of background in healthcare. I've worked in academia. I was a coach in academia, but then I also was a dean where I ran several different medical programs for different colleges and, you know, started different medical curriculums and brought in, you know, all kinds of things for labs. And so it was a great, I've had a great, well-versed, a lot of variety. And it's really, and I say this a lot, it's really a blessing because it's prepared me and it was always a part of my journey, of course, but it's always prepared me for where I am right now. And so when it got down to the last maybe 10 years of my career, I was working in a integrative practice for a doctor, and they had a lot of varieties of wellness programs. So you could go into a wellness program and spend maybe 3, 6, 9 months getting well for whatever it is you were trying to do, whether it was weight loss or autoimmune disease, or whether you were trying to wean off of some medications. And these wellness programs really kind of honed in on all of my background, because I was able to bring to the table a lot of knowledge as far as what worked and what didn't. And so the doctor in this practice set me up with running these wellness programs. And so I was able to meet a lot of clients, and you really do find out what works and what doesn't. And one of the biggest takeaways that I came away with through those last 10 years was everyone's different. You cannot give one person, you know, the same thing that you're going to give the next person. So it's not a one stop, you know, one size fits all mentality. It's definitely not, you know, DJ, what you come to the table with may not work for me, may not work for the next guy. So we really have to hone in on you, and we really have to look at what your background is, where you're coming from, you know, how you've lived life, what kind of medications you're on, what you're striving towards, and really kind of hone in on who you are and what's going to work best for you. And I think that was my biggest takeaway, is that what works for one doesn't work for all. And you have to take the time to figure out what that is.
Interesting. All right. So you're a registered nurse. You initially became certified in health coaching, and then again, life coaching. And what are the certification processes like? Who certifies a person like you and so forth?
You know, I had no clue that this was even a career.
Oh, really?
I had no idea. You know, I was just, you know, seeing patients in a practice and in the hospital and just kind of living life and learning, not even realizing that this was a career. But, you know, oddly enough, at like the last 10 years when I was working for this integrative practice, they actually called the position I was in a coach. And I started researching it, and I thought, you know, there has to be something to this, because it is very unique. But what it brings to the table is something that is so one-on-one and so personal. And I had more and more people say to me, Susie, I love this. This is something that's lacking in traditional medicine. You know, if I could just have you like every day, this would just be so great. Yeah. I could really change things up. And, you know, I never knew these things were available. And wow, it was like opening a window of you know, resources for these folks. And I began to grow and cultivate and look and seek where I could, you know, use this, because my desire was for that. I've always been at heart a teacher. So I just really wanted to develop that skill set. So I started looking at schools, and hey, there's a bunch out there, you know? And so I started interviewing schools, and I said, what do you have? And what do you have? And what do you offer? And what does it look like? And so just having a good, long healthcare background, I kind of knew what to look for and what I needed, you know, as a coach, what I was seeking. So I ended up at a health coach institute that offered health coaching. And that's what I dove in. So, and as I went in, I saw again that, you know, the life coaching aspect was so important. So I added that. And so I got through with the health and life coaching. And then I went back to the integrative practice where I was, And I said, you know what? I'm thinking about hanging my own shingle, as they say. Yeah. And they were very supportive. Very, very, very supportive. And they said, you know what? We think you'll be great.
Good for you.
So in 2019, that's what I did. I went out on my own, which this was right before COVID.
I was going to say, yeah, magic year.
It was right before COVID. So, you know, I kind of, and again, another blessing because I was set up to be virtual because that's what I wanted to do. And the reason I'm virtual, you know, that's a big part of making my clients feel and being able to feel comfortable and experiencing something that really does feel they can be wherever. So let's say you're working, you know, 9 to 5 and you have, you know, an hour at lunch. You can go in your office, close your door, and you can talk to Susie, and we can have our one-on-one coaching session. If you're at home, and hey, whoever feels like getting dressed and going, you know, driving to see the doctor at the doctor's office, you know, there's always that fear background of that white coat syndrome, and a lot of people have it. You know, just knowing that they're going to go meet with somebody in the doctor's office and kind of makes them nervous. So being able to be in the privacy of their own home, having a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, you know, putting their feet up, sitting back and saying, you know, Susie, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. This is where I'm at. You know, my test results came back. Here they are. And, you know, what do we do? And so it's having that time virtually where they can be wherever and they can feel comfortable if they're traveling. You know, they can come on and, you know, we can get on the internet and we can talk to each other. And so it really does makes life a lot easier for everyone and more comfortable. And I have found, because I've seen both being in an office and having clients in the privacy of their own home, they are completely different. They are able to relax and talk. And that's what you want. And that's what they need.
Well, it's good too, because our listenership, of course, is throughout the entire state of South Carolina and probably beyond as well. And so you can capture people from all over, obviously working, working virtually. Okay. So let's say I'm someone who's, you know, just getting along. Maybe I have a couple of medical problems, a month of medicine, I'm a little overweight. I'm in a stressful job. I'm under the gun, so to speak. What's it like? What are we going to do when we catch up virtually? How long is each session? And what are we really doing in those sessions?
Great question, DJ. So what I do initially with a client like that is we obtain a lot of information. We're going to sit down for about an hour and we're going to talk about where they've been, what medications they're on, what their lifestyle is like, and what they eat, basically. And so I'm going to key in on where they are in their health. So if we're looking at trying to lose some weight and maybe lower some blood pressure, then we're going to start addressing those things. You know, what are you doing or what have you done so far? And have they worked? And let's maybe think about doing something different. And so after I get to know them and their lifestyle and how they eat and, you know, their mindset, those are the things I'm going to key in on. I use several different approaches. One is just, you know, obviously my background and knowing medications and, you know, various things of that, reading reports and x-rays and MRIs and CAT scans and, you know, all of those things. So anytime a client comes to me and they say, well, I had this x-ray and this is what they said, Susie, I have no idea what it means. Can you tell me? You know, so we'll go over those types of things. But what I'm really looking at is trying to get them to feel better, think better. And when you're working on that, you know, you have to have resources. So a lot of my resources come from, again, just being in the field for a long time. I use certain labs. We're going to look at, for instance, if you come to me and you have gut issues and you have maybe Crohn's or ulcerative colitis or IBS, we're going to look at what you're eating. So in this instance, I use a certain lab where we have you tested. You do it in the privacy of your own home. And we look at what you're allergic to as far as foods go. And also what you're sensitive to, because sometimes what you're sensitive to, you're eating a lot of. So we may back off of some things. We may need to stop some things for a while, clean your gut up, get it healed. And then once we do that, we can start introducing things slowly back in and see how you adjust. So again, you know, I have various resources that I utilize. If I need to test somebody's hormones, we can do that. If I need to test your blood work, we can do that. So again, and those things come from having such an amazing background in healthcare and having those resources that I can tap into and use. The other thing, DJ, is that if this client is coming to me and they have a laundry list of meds, let's say they're on 5, 6, 7 different meds, and they're nervous about, you know, maybe working with a coach also, I have several clients that I work side by side with their physician. And we connect and we talk, and I say, this is what we're working towards, and this is what we're trying to do. And this really does help the physician. Now, this is an interesting subject because some physicians embrace this and want more of this. Matter of fact, they want to start hiring coaches in their practice because they see the need for it. I'm meeting now with students coming out of the Medical University of South Carolina. As part of their curriculum, they want to meet with coaches. They want to know what it's like. So nice. I've met with several students coming out saying, hey, Susie, what can you do in our practice? What does that look like? And so we're talking about what that looks like and incorporating mm-hmm. coaches coming into these practices. But a lot of times I will work side by side with physicians, especially if it's a cancer patient, we'll work side by side. And I will have to say that these physicians are amazed at the results these clients are having. So wow. It's a win-win.
Well, it's good to hear about that synergy and the fact that there is a new breed of healthcare provider coming out who is concerned about wellness, not that they always haven't been, but I mean, right. Certainly what can we do about it? Right. So let's say now we don't have to have a medical problem. Let's say, you know, in my case, hey, no, knock on wood, no medical problems, no meds, no allergies, no big issues, but maybe I'm looking just to, hey, make sure I've got that good longevity or just maybe improve my day-to-day functioning. I noticed you got a great the blog. The website, by the way, we'll list here, but it's healthcoachsusie.com, and a lot of great blogs on there. And a lot of it is to do with or relates to juicing, like to juice or not to juice, and some juicing tips and techniques. And something I haven't really gotten into, maybe a lot of our listeners haven't. What is the whole advantage to juicing?
So juicing came about years and years ago. I was a kid growing up, and I remember, and my mom and dad, especially my dad, was very holistic and very healthy. And so I kind of, you know, had that kind of a background also.
That's cool. Yeah.
My dad had a friend who had cancer. And so he did a lot of reading back then, my dad did, and went and saw one of the local health food shop guys that he had a good relationship with. And he said, you know, my friend has cancer, what can he do? And he talked a lot about juicing. So my dad went out and bought a juicer and a bunch of vegetables and took it to this guy and said, this is what you have to do. You have to juice. It's going to help you feel better. But that kind of initiated and sparked this learning process for me over years of, okay, what can juicing do? So when I watched how people would, you know, have different types of illnesses and start with, you know, cutting out a lot of, you know, the sugars and the processed foods and things of that nature, but start juicing and how it really was a game changer in their health. And my dad started doing it and my mom started doing it. And so I was able to witness back then as a young girl, a lot of the positivity. Fast forward. Now I'm in an oncology practice and I'm working for an oncologist and a hematologist, and I'm seeing all these cancer patients coming through the door and, you know, working with them, you know, doing traditional medicine. All, of course, you know, is a personal thing, you know, whether you decide to do it, whether you don't. But that kind of led me to looking at it even deeper. And then I worked in these wellness programs and I, again, started looking at juicing again, and just kind of my life has just sort of cultivated this. Let's really get into it. Well, when I did that, this last 10 years of my life, I was able to work with clients specifically and see results, actual results of juicing. Now, I will tell you, a lot of times clients will come in and they will want to clean their gut up for whatever reason, the IBS, the irritable bowel, you know, ulcerative colitis, but they can't eat vegetables because it's too hard for them to break it down. So they would get sick. They would eat the vegetables and they would have a heck of a time trying to get these vegetables down. Even the cooked ones sometimes would cause more distress. So we juiced. And when we juiced, it was so much easier for them to digest and they saw dramatic results. So when I have a client come in, based again, is it weight loss? Is it something specific? Are we trying to work with thyroid? Are we trying to work with an autoimmune? I will key in on the juices that work together best for those situations. And again, I can't tell you the game changer it makes in these people's lives just by juicing.
And can you make them taste good too?
Well, it's funny, you know, juicing maybe not taste so great, but here's the thing. You can throw like an apple or a pear, or some grapes in there and it makes it better.
Sure. Hey, I also noticed there's a variety of options you have on your website too. One of these, it asks, do you harahachibu? Am I saying that the right way? Do you?
Yes.
Harahachibu.
Harahachibu.
A Jap from the Japanese culture. What's that all about?
So again, you know, my daughter-in-law is Japanese. And okay. She, when she married my son, you know, and came into the family, she's the one that introduced us to this. You know, she was like, well, this is a thing over in Japan. This is what we do. And she said, you know, we cultivate this in our culture. You know, it's just kind of a process now. We don't even think about it, but it's the way in which you eat and how you eat and slow down. Our culture here, DJ, is so fast paced. You know, we're always in a rush from one thing to the next.
There's a news flash.
Yeah, right. Grabbing breakfast on your way out the door and grabbing a quick lunch. And, you know, so the way that their culture embraces it is to slow down and allow yourself to breathe and chew and digest and sit in a peaceful environment. You know, we just, you know, really don't do that very much. And so that one thing is huge for people that have any type of gut issues, slowing down, chewing, and just trying to relax through a meal, not on social media, not watching TV, just being calm and enjoying your meal, getting back to the basics.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's a reason why they have so many people who live to be 100, I guess. In that,
that's right.
In that
if you
culture.
Follow the blue zones, which
there is
a section, Okinawa, has one of the highest. So there's something to be said about that.
Wow. Well, listen, how can someone, number one, contact you? We'll put the information here, but how many sessions should someone connect with you on? I know you have individual sessions on your website and then 3, 6, and 12 month plans with some discounts and so forth. But what do you typically see with most people?
Yeah, most people that are coming in are usually anywhere from 6 months to a year. Okay. But this is what I like to do. I like to sit down with a potential client and we'll talk. I offer a 30-minute free consultation and we're just going to talk. Where are you? What are you trying to accomplish?
Nice.
You know, what are you striving for? What are your goals? And we'll kind of define some of those. And then I'll spend some time telling them, you know, what I think we could do and how we would approach that and the time frame that we would need to do that. And so that 30 minutes, I think, is key because I get to know them. They get to know me. We see if we're a good fit. And then we move forward from there. But based really on what the things that they're trying to accomplish, typically a client is with me anywhere from 6 months to up to 3 years. I've had clients for 3 years. So I know, and you know, you can sign on for the 6 months. 9 times out of 10, they're extending that, you know, even longer because they see the benefits of it.
Understood. Well, Susie, thank you so much for all the information so far. And of course, check out that website, healthcoachsusie.com, and we'll make sure we have that down below here as well. So again, Susie McGill, thank you so much for joining us on the Health Links podcast.
So happy to be here. Thanks, DJ.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, our podcasts are also video-based, and so you can log in and not only hear our guests, but of course, see some of the pictures and video that go along with the subject as well. And as always, for any questions about our guest or For any comments or maybe suggestions for future podcasts, reach out to us at listen@healthlinkspodcast.com. I'm DJ Thatcher. Thank you for joining.